Hey, this is Ben from Fear of Tigers, and welcome to the listening guide for my new album, Classic Fighter. Over the next 10 minutes or so, I'll be telling you something about the album and how I make music, and I'll also catch up with my two collaborators on this record, Kibbles from Texas, who I worked with on the track It's Only For You, and Gregory Sacre from France, who designed the wonderful cover art for this album. So if you've not heard my voice before, hello, I'm Ben. I'm the guy who makes the music here at Fear of Tigers HQ. And I've been making music as Fear of Tigers since the late 2000s. And I also make a weekly music podcast called The Guest List, where I play through some of the music that I love and that inspires me to get in the studio and make something of my own. Big love to all the Guest List family if you're listening to this. It's very nice to see you here. So what can I tell you about Classic Fighter? Well, it's always hard to talk about something you've created. You run the risk of sounding very self-indulgent and narcissistic, I suppose. But I think there's a pretty good case for not taking art or music too seriously. So in that spirit, we can have a bit of a laid-back chat today. The first thing I should say about this record is that it's a sequel, it's a follow-up to an album I released earlier this year called Tiger Blood. And that was an album I wrote very, very quickly at the end of 2020. For the last few years, I've been releasing an album every Christmas on my Patreon account. It's a thank you to the people who supported me through the year, and it gives me a spur to get on and make music, really. Anyway, last year in 2020, it got to about, I think November time, and I thought, I need to make an album, despite having a deadline of about a month and a half, which isn't a very long time to write 10 new tracks. But for some reason, I felt quite confident about doing it. Rather than feeling panicked, it put me in an oddly grown-up frame of mind, where I just thought, okay, we've got to make a record. What can we do? So there wasn't too much room for the insecurities that many of us have when we create to derail the process. It also meant that a lot of the tracks became quite concise and short and simple, which I think is something I've really enjoyed. I've got this sort of habit of making a lot of overcomplicated music sometimes, which can be really, really fun, but it can make it quite challenging as a listener. And of course, if you do something really complicated with hundreds of tracks and effects firing off everywhere, it really requires a lot of brain power, because you've got to keep track of all these different elements. And when you've got so many things going on, it can be quite hard to get a sense of how the overall piece works. And I also realized that some of my earliest stuff, if you know records like Friday Night at Geek Club, or even something like Circa, were actually quite simple. They probably only used about 20, 30 tracks at the most. And when you have less stuff going on, I just think it makes it a bit more digestible. So that was Tiger Blood. I think the album worked. It's probably the best thing I've done in, 10 years. And I think it was pretty well received by the listeners as well. In fact, one of the records on that, a track called That's My Why, is pretty much the most streamed Fear of Tigers track now. So Classic Fighter is very much a follow-up to Tiger Blood. I made the tracks in exactly the same way. And I've also resurfaced a couple of tracks that have only had limited releases before. A track called Klaxon and All the Wires, which had a little re-rub for this release. And I also teamed up with an up-and-coming producer from the States called Kibbles, and we developed one of her ideas called It's Only For You. So I thought I'd get Kibbles on this listening guide to talk about the collaboration, so you can find out a little something about her as well. Before we get into the interview, though, I'll just tell you a little bit about how this collaboration came about. I run a Discord page. It's a bit of a secret chat room that we have for some of the Fear of Tigers community, and we share music we like and pictures of food and little moans about life, you can imagine. But we also have a producers forum, so it's where I post a lot of my ideas up actually when I'm working through them. And Kibbles has been a really essential part of that music producers group, and she posts her ideas up too. We tried to collaborate on a couple of tracks recently, but this was the one that stuck, and she posted up this lovely idea called It's Only For You, and the bass line was there, the lovely call and response of the harp was there, the arpeggiator and a few other elements, and I essentially took that and added a few bits of mine and put it through the Fierce Tiger sausage factory, if you like. But here's Kibbles to talk about where the idea came from originally.
My best muse is trying something new. I'll just kind of push myself out of my wheelhouse a little bit and see where that leads me, and it always takes me in some pretty cool directions. The bass in this is from a Roland Gino 6. It's a new instrument for me. It's sort of a retro kind of sound.
Yeah.
But of course, with the proper effects chain, you can make it really modern and punchy and give it that low-end pinch. That was part of it, but the other part of it was a call and response. I'd never done that before in a song. I tried this one instrument that, because, or this one preset basically, that it had its own arpeggiating pattern in it that was like dun da da dun da da dun da 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 da, and I thought I'd try to make that work, and that's actually where the first part of the call and response comes from, that dun dun da dun, because it takes the first two bits of the arp, and then and the second one is actually a mix of pizzicato strings and a muted guitar sound. And it somehow resulted in that really cool kind of plucky steel drum effect, and I made those two kind of work back and forth. One of my favorite words is juxtaposition. I like mixing these ideas that shouldn't work so well. For example, the bass is really like, I don't know if grungy is the right word for it, but it's like, it's very forward and in your face. And then you've got these bright, delicate instruments, like the ones I use for the call and response, but also the harp. The harp is one of my all-time favorite instruments. It's emotionally rich and delicate, and it stands out in any mix, but it almost feels like playing a mirror as an instrument. It's really good for self-inflection.
I find it really difficult when people sort of mess with my stuff, but you seemed really chilled about it all, and how was it really for you?
I guess the change of direction was what surprised me. You took out the kicks entirely and replaced them with like a more even rhythm, which is never my first inclination, but I love it. It works so much better with the flow of the song as a whole. The vocals are a really nice touch. I mean, it's a collab, right? That's an element of it, but it's only natural to cling to the idea that you had.
Well, many thanks to Kibbles there. It was wonderful to work with her. I'm not very good at collaborations, but she was a really good support in letting me work on that track with her. And I think it's pretty good. I think we did a good job with it. If you want to hear more from her, you can. It's soundcloud.com/Kibbles. That's K-B-B-L-E-S. I'm a big fan, and I dare say if you like my music, you will like some of hers too. So next up, I'm going to speak to Gregory Sacre from Reims in France. Gregory's a designer and he's a director. He recently had his first theatrical release for a movie called Mushashi, and he's done lots of really fun work on re-releases of classic movies. One of my favorites is the artwork he made for a recent re-release of The Spy Who Came In From the Cold. But here's Gregory himself to talk you through his creative process for the Classic Fighter artwork.
Hello?
Ah, yes, I hear you.
Monsieur, how is the life in Reims today?
It's a rainy day. I can't wait to go to holiday tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to Provence, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love it down there, man. You're a designer, you're a director. Tell me a bit about your work and some of the projects you've been working on recently.
Recently, I worked on a movie poster, Mushashi, you know?
So this is the poster for the cinematic release.
Yes. And it's the first time for me since I make movie posters.
You've worked on some pretty high-profile stuff. I know you've done some sort of classic British films as well, like spy movies as well, right?
Yes. But it is distributors, English distributors like Eureka and Third Window Film who order the visuals from me. Recently, I worked on Hong Kong movie classic called The Revenge of Bastard Swordsman.
Great title.
It's an old Shaw Brothers movie, and I made the cover.
Listen, we should talk about Classic Fighter.
Yes, man.
Thank you for an amazing design. But tell me a bit about the creative process and sort of what led you there, and a bit about the cover itself.
So for the creative process for Classic Fighter, when you told me the title, I have the image of Bruce Lee. When he wear the yellow outwear.
Yeah, the tracksuit. Yeah.
Yes. I have this image in my head. It was Bruce Lee, but not with nunchakus, but with a controller, gamepad controller.
Mm. Oh, but it was lovely to get those touches in. You know, to get the controllers in and that sort of level of personality.
And for the details on the controller, you can read the first and the last name of the tracks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we managed to even get Kibble's name on the cover, which was really nice.
Yes.
It was really lovely for me because obviously, you know, I've got a connection to that part of the world, and it's the first time that I've ever had a meaning to my life in a way. And I know that must sound very sort of egotistical, but it's actually nice to have that sort of level of detail and personality, and also to be able to use your love for sort of Asian culture and Asian cinema and stuff. And I think the end result's just fantastic. Well, thanks to Gregory there. It was a real pleasure to catch up with him. If you'd like to see some more of his work, you can visit him at gagaiju.tumblr.com. I'll spell that for you. It's GOKAIJU. Or he's on Twitter/gagaiju. So what else can I tell you about this record before I go? How about the name? Well, Classic Fighter is something that was inspired by a music blog or a YouTube channel, in fact, called Funky Panda. Big shout to Mohammed from Funky Panda, if you're listening. He's been running sort of Fear of Tigers music on his channel probably for the last 10 years or something like that. And I sent him a record not too long ago, and he put it up with a comment, Classic Fighter Returns. I think it's a nice way of saying, oh, this guy's getting on a bit. Hey, I'm getting white hairs in my beard now, so what can you do? Well, look, I hope you enjoyed this record, and I hope you enjoyed this listening guide. I will be back with another album at Christmas time on my Patreon channel. So if you want to follow the creation of that, come and visit me there. I also produce a weekly music podcast where I play the stuff that I listen to and the stuff that inspires me. And we also have a bit of chat and a bit of waffle. And there's actually a really lovely community involved with that show. So you're invited. Come and join us if you feel the urge. Otherwise, I'll see you back on here sometime in the future. All right. Well, thanks again for listening. I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.